to Paul, because we walk the cemeteries together. To Ariel, for the Sphinx and the Berisso grave in La Plata. The world was made for the dead. Think of all the dead there are, he said. And then, as if he had conceived the answer for all insolence, he said, there's a million times more dead than living, and the dead are dead a million times longer than the living are alive. Flannery O'Connor, you can't be any poorer than dead. Death and the Maiden. Monumental Cemetery of Staglieno, Genoa, Italy, 1997. I don't know why Genoa was on our itinerary. It was the 90s. I was 25. My mom had enough money to take her first trip to Europe, and she invited me to go along. I pressed for certain destinations, but Genoa wasn't on my list. My obligatory Italian stop was Bomarzo. I needed to see the Park of Monsters, which had inspired Manuel Mujica Linus's novel named after the small city outside Rome. And I did get to see the park, where I walked into the gaping stone ogre's mouth and picked up a rock to bring back as a gift from my best friend. Venice was also a must, mostly because of Lord Byron, so I could walk where he had walked and remember the lines from Childe Harold's Pilgrimage. I stood in Venice on the Bridge of Sighs, a palace and a prison on each hand. Not to mention Tazio and the plague in the flooded Venetian alleyways. The Staglieno Cemetery was not among the stops I had obsessively planned, though I was aware that it existed. One of its spectacular graves was on the cover of the album, Closer, and another on the single, Love Will Tear Us Apart, both by Joy Division. But I never liked Joy Division. Although the graves on the covers were beautiful, I didn't consider a pilgrimage to them necessary. But when Genoa was added to the itinerary, Staglieno became a brooding obsession for me. Back then, I was not a cemetery connoisseur the way I am now. I had intensely toured the one in La Plata with its pyramids and sphinxes. The place is sown with dead Freemasons. And I'd been to the Recoleta Cemetery many times, back when it was practically a ghost city of gray vaults, before the tours clogged up the lane where Eva Duarte is buried, and before there were whole books written about the cemetery's quirks, its statues, and stories of people who'd been buried alive. On those early strolls through Recoleta, I'd picked out a grave of my own. I am a poor suburbanite. I can't be buried in that fancy cemetery by my own rights, not through family or fame. But I want my friends, if I have any left by the time I die, to scatter my ashes inside one tomb in particular, that of Mendoza Paz, founder of the Animal Protection Society. It's a lofty pyramid with no crosses or Christian symbols of any kind. It says, aquí no hay nada, solo polvo y huesos, nada. Here lies nothing, just dust and bones, nothing. It has a barred iron door. Scattering ashes through it would be easy. That will be my grave if my friends have the courage to fulfill my wishes. Those outings were certainly pleasant, but my love for cemeteries began at Staglieno, and the surprise, oh, the surprise of it. The internet existed in 1997, but not like it is now. You couldn't Google images and peer into every nook and cranny of the necropolis. Staglieno was a name to be savored, a photo in a tourist brochure, some words by Mark Twain, the burial place of Constance Lloyd, Oscar Wilde's widow, a few terribly grainy images on remote Gothic-themed websites.